And as we mentioned, it was a similar story elsewhere in the Middle East today. In Iran's capital, Tehran, thousands of protesters were met in the streets by police and tear gas. It's been a year and a half since the country's disputed presidential election led to massive protest and, ultimately, a brutal government crackdown. The U.S. State Department was quick to criticize the Iranian government for attempting to silence demonstrators.
Also today, in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, some anti-government demonstrators were wounded in a clash with armed groups loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Protesters demanded Saleh's ouster. He, like former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, has been in power for 3 decades and enjoys the support of the U.S. government. Saleh recently said he would step down in 2013.